Yeah, we'll say shalom. Okay, I'd like to thank Rabbi Orleans for inviting me to share with you again. We did mikvos the first semester, and now we'll do some mezuzah. Maybe one day we'll do the international dateline, but okay. What?
Not a man.
Mikvos, mezuzah. All right. Okay. Whew. Okay. So Hilchos Mezuzah basically is understanding one pasuk in Chumash. Chasavtem al mezuzos pesecho v'sharecha. So that's all we got to do. We have to understand that one pasuk. We got that one pasuk, and then we got everything. Okay. So the first thing we have to understand is the okay? We're not here to tell you the laws of Safras. That's a difference. Saftam, Ksivoy, that you can learn in the Safras class. That we're not here for. So we're going to do. We have to understand Mezuzos, Pesecha, and Visharecha. What those words mean. So let's talk about what a bias is. A bias. What does the word bias mean? And, you know, it's always confusing because we have our preconceived notions of what modern Hebrew tells us what certain things mean, and that's not necessarily the same as what the halacha is of, you know, you'd say bais is a house, right? You know, the Ramah has a minhag, quotes a minhag, which he doesn't like. He quotes a minhag that he thinks is not a proper minhag. That says that people would just put up their mezuzah on the front door and zeh, you know, says beisecha, finished, and that's it. So we assume not that way. We assume that every single room in the house is called a bais. Every single room is a bais b'fnei atzmo. Even though in modern Hebrew you wouldn't call this a bias, you'd call it a cheder or whatever, you wouldn't call it a bias, yet so halacha considers every single room. So the source of this is the Gemara in Sukkah, Gimel of Aleph, where the Gemara says, Man tan tan rabon and bayis ain lo arba amos al arba amos. So if you don't have Dalet Amos on Dalet Amos, in other words, you have an area that's not Dalet Amos by Dalet Amos. Rav Moshe says around 7 feet and 3 inches by 7 feet and 3 inches. Rav Chaim Noyes is like a foot less, like 6 feet and 3 inches by 6 foot and three, somewhere around that area. So, but if it's less than that, it's not a bias. You see, this they have a list of all the halachas in Judaism that have to do with a bias: mezuzah, makeh, tumas saras habatim. You know, all a lot of halachas in Judaism that have to do with a bias. Ner Chanukah is not mentioned. Ner Chanukah is not mentioned. There's a discussion. Rav Schechter wrote an article many years ago. They came out with this thing called Kovet Harav, if you ever saw it. It was in honor of Rav Salvechik. And Rav Schechter wrote this piece about that Ner Chanukah is a din Chovas Habayis. So there's a toisis that seems to say like that, but it says Eliezer has a tshuva. What if you're camping? You're camping during Chanukah. So could you just light out in the middle of the, you know, during. Say you have a camp Yalozu in the middle of Hanukkah. You know, it depends. And you know, in some parts of the world they have the summer camp and you know in the other you know seasons. So you have your camp Yalozu in the middle of Hanukkah, and you want to light Hanukkah. So the Tzitz Eliezer seems to say that maybe you can do so. Maybe a question of whether it will stand Baruch Pitzuya, whether you have to put it in a fish tank or not. But maybe you don't need Rav Shechel's thing that you need it, you didn't need bias. It's the whole question in Hilchas Chanukah. Is it really totally in the din bias? Because it's not mentioned here that Ner Chanukah has to be dafket, but a mezuzah has to be in a bias. That's, if you don't have a bias, you're not chayiv in mezuzah. And again, the bias means an area that's dalet amos al dalet amos. As I told you, Rav Moshe says around 7 feet and 3 inches. Rav Chaim Noah has to say a little bit less, 6 feet and 3 inches by 6 feet and 3 inches, something around that. The erech, that area, is called a bias. So every room in the every room is its own bias, and therefore we don't. And you should know that the Mariel says, you know, the source of that minhag that the Ramah quoted is in the Mariel. And, you know, don't think the Mariel says that the people who had this minhag, they only put it on the front door, was because there was Stam, you know, Amaratzim. No, it's that in those days, you know, it's not like today. You walk into someone's house and they have 100 rooms, this room, that room. Basically, the whole house was like one room. Then you had little partitions or little closet, you know. So it wasn't so posh that you needed so much there. So that was the type of house they were talking about. And even that, the Ramos says, well, they had this, you know, thing. They still should have put an extra mezuzah here or there. But it wasn't like such an obvious thing. But today, we put it on every room. Every room requires a mezuzah. But it has to be dalet amos. Why? Because dalet amos is, you know, that's livable space. Less than dalet amos and dalet amos, you just can't, you know, you can't live normally. And the Torah speaks about the norm. The Torah speaks about living normally, so living normally, and we know that the din is that mezuzah is a base dira, is a chayiv only when you, a place where you live, dira. And we'll see what's called dira, what's not called dira. But that's what a mezuzah is. So the assumption is that if it's not dalet on dalet, you won't be able to live. Anyone could, you know, could, you can put yourself in a closet, need be, but, you know, but that won't be normal. That won't be, you know, so therefore, dalet al dalet is chayiv in mezuzah. So the question that is raised is, what about 8x2? Right? What if you have like a narrow, so the Rush claims that this is a machlokes between himself and the Rambam. That's what the Rush claims on page 3, that he says that he says that you need Rav Avosgar Shembo Arba Amos al Arba Amos. With the Loka Rambam, Shemaya Orko Yosel Rachbo, Hol Vieshmal Rabbeya. So the Rush claims that there's a machlokis between him and the Rambam. That he holds maybe if it's longer, that can make up for the width. With the Loka Moshe Kosov Rambam, Shemaya Orko Yosel Rachbo, that's good enough. And the Shach says in Shulchan Aruch, the Shach says in Shulchan Aruch, Chav Gimel, page 5, Sifkat Chav Gimel, that you should put it up without a bracha. Since it's a machlokas, whether you need dalet al dalet mamash or 8x2 is good enough, so you should put it up without a bracha. So comes the Taz in Hilchas Sukkah, and he says that he thinks that they all got it wrong, that all the Mefarshim got it wrong, that there is no such machlokas. That everyone agrees 8 by 2 is no good. Because, you know, you want to have a comfortable abode, you know, it's not going to make it if it's very narrow. It's just because it's long. You can't live there either. In other words, you have to have at least some space in, like, because 8 by 2 means 16 by 1 also, you know. So after a while, you know, so it's not a din in how much area there is, because, no, it's a din in a minimum width and a minimum length. And if you don't have a minimum width and a minimum length, so that's what he writes on page 6 in the Hilchos Sukkah. He says, "Tmiyani al harbek harbe al ksus inayim shir isi the Ramaseinu b'zeh." Hechevinu harosh va'achra v'atur v'bis Yosef v'divrei haRambam shein sorach shi'edal al dald. He says the Rambam never said that. Rambam never said that. See, if you look carefully in the Rambam, he says that's not what he means. He means that you have to be able to inscribe a square. It doesn't have to be a total square. As long as if you have a rectangle, but you can inscribe in it a square, so that's good. That's good. But if you can't inscribe a square because it's 8 by 2, then even the Rambam's maskim, that's no good. So the question that the Mefarshim, you see, why are the Mefarshim hesitant to learn? If you look carefully in the Rambam, and the Mechaber quotes the Rambam, he never says that 8 by 2 is good. He never says it. If you look on page 4, he says, "Ba'ish elo arba amos al barmos potom and azuzov imyechbo kedei the rabeya arba amos al barmos b'shove alfa b'cho ogul o bal chamesh levias." Those, even if it's circular or rectangular, but as long as you can inscribe a square that's 4x4, that's chayim. But that doesn't mean that 8x2 is good, because 8x2 you can't inscribe a square. So the Rambam never said it. That's why the Taz says the whole thing is not, you know, he's taking on a lot of big people here. You know, he's making a bold statement. The only question that why are they hesitant to say this pshat in the Rambam? Because what's the Havamina? What's the Havamina to say that you need that a big circle is no good? So when Rav Abba came out with Chelek Beis and Or Yitzchak, which is at the farm sale, if you know, he says the pshat is like this. If you can Hilchos Negayim, in Hilchos Negayim you have a din also bais, and there the halacha is that the other shapes are no good. I don't have a din of, so that's what the Rambam's coming to tell you. Don't think that here you have, in other words, since other areas of halacha that require bias, you need dafka a certain shape, and therefore, if you don't have that shape, it's not called a bias. It's not matame b'negoyim. So don't think that the case over here. Kamash Malan, as long as you can inscribe it, even though it's circular, but you can inscribe, that's good. So that's how the. So that's where everybody thought that's the pshat in the Havamin of the Rambam, that why he has to barvon. The other people couldn't imagine that he has to excuse why a circle would be chayim, and therefore they come up with this pshat, which if you read it, you know, sometimes you just read something slowly, you'll see that it's pretty clear that that's not what the Rambam meant to say. And that's what the Taz says. And the Chazanish likes this Taz. The Chazanish, I don't know if I put it in here. Chazanish likes this Taz. He thinks that Meikir Hadin, any room that's not 4x4 is not Chayiv in Mezuzah. Meaning 8x2 would not do it. Now, if this would be the case, then it would come out that a lot of rooms wouldn't be chayiv in mezuzah. Say, for example, I don't know, like my parents live in Brooklyn, in a house in Brooklyn.
So you come into the house and you open into a little foyer. That's not dalet by dalet. Right? And then after the foyer, you have another door, and then that's a bigger room. Right? A lot of people here in their apartments in the Heights. They come in. It's in, like my own apartment here in the Heights. It's you come in, it's a narrow thing, and then you come into the next room. There's another tzuras hapesach. You come to the next room, it's big. So technically speaking, the front door shouldn't need a mezuzah, which is that's like, if you're very, we don't find such a thing. Well, why not? Why don't we? The only one I remember, Rav Abadi in his old house in Lakewood. So Taka on his front door, there wasn't a mezuzah because it was not dalet al dalet. Now the house he lives in now, opens in right away into a big room, so it has a mezuzah. But most people don't do this. Most people put mezuzahs on the front door, even if it's, people say the mishalachim have to know, who's Jewish, so you have to put it up for them at least, So what's the pshat? So what is the oilam hold by? So there is a Pesachei Tshuva.
Which
Taz
was it?
Which Taz? Here, the Taz is where. Here, I put the page 5. No, in Sukkah, Hilchos Sukkah. What page was that? Page 6? Yeah, page 6. You see where I put the arrow?
Yeah, thank you.
Okay? So look on page 5. So page 5 in the Pesachei Tshuva Yud Aleph, on page 5. He quotes from the Sefer Chamudei Daniel, Chaf Yud. What does Chaf Yud stand for? Sav Yad. Meaning it wasn't printed. And like a couple of years ago, Menachem Butler he didn't find the Sav Yad, but anyone would have been him. But they came out with the Chamudei Daniel on mezuzah, so sefer. They came out with a bunch of people, and in that sefer they printed the whatever we have from the Ksav Yad, and so we have a little bit more clarity of what he said. But Chamudei Daniel says, Nira dafka beis dira tzarech dafka shei dalet al dalet aval beis shar umer peses begina afil leisul dalet al dalet hayoven but nira mishi yesh lo bayis gondol yesh lo chadorim ketanu laniach shem chafotim chayiv mezuzah ad kan. So the Chamudei Daniel has two chidushim chidush number one is that a beis shar doesn't need dalet al dalet. What is a beis shar? What we would call in Hebrew mavar. In other words, an area that you don't stay there. It's just a passageway, like a hallway, like a foyer. It's a mavar. It's not to sit there and spend time there and do things there. It's a passageway. It's a mavar. Beishar. So, Mela, the Pesachei Tshuva says, from the Chamudei Daniel, that a mavar doesn't need dalet al dalet. It was the whole. Well, and then, that's number one. And number two, he says that if you have closets where you put things in, you have a big room, and adjacent to the big room, you have small closets. They're not dalet al dalet. They chayv in mezuzah. So what's the pshat? So, there is a Rashash. I don't know if it's in this packet, but if you want to look at inside, it's a Rashash on that same Gemara in Sukkah on Dav Gimel Amud Aleph. That says the following. That says that the basic yisod of the Chamudei Daniel
is two words. Chazi lemilsi. In other words, it has to be fit for its use. In other words, this Rav Chaim Kalman Gutman pointed this out to me, that if a person's trying to build a room that he can eat breakfast in or sleep in, and it's not dalad al dalad, so it's not chazi lemilsi. It's not, you're not going to live there normally. It's cramped. I mean, anyone can fit anything in, but it's not normal. So it's not chazi lemilsi. So that's the shear of the Torah of dalad al dalad. That's the shear of dalad al dalad. It's the shear of chazi lemilsi. And it's based on a Gemara by Borgenin, etc. But if you have a usage which is totally chazi lemilse, even if it's not dalad on dalad, so then perhaps there would be a chiev even if it's not dalad al dalad. So the foyer is a perfect foyer. They build a house this way, with the foyer to have a little foyer, and then another door and to go in. Well, all the apartments here, not all of them, but a lot of them, you go into the heights. You go into the apartment, and then it's a little narrow thing, and then you walk 2-3 steps, and then you go to the, then there's another Tzuras HaPesach, and you go further. So it's Chazi LeMilsei. So therefore, if it's Chazi LeMilsei, says the Rashash in Pshat and Chamud and Neil, so then it's Chayiv even if it's not Dalal Adalad. And then furthermore, he says, we're going to see, it's a Machlokas HaPoskim, whether you have something for storage, like a closet, where you put your clothing in, your suits, your shoes, etc. So the same idea. It's, your closet is usable, even if it's not dalad al dalad. It's a little cramped, so, you know, the suits, the shoes, they usually don't complain too much. So it works out. It's usable. So then, but like Rav Gutman said, if you're going to try to make a place where the human being is going to spend time, and it's not dalad al dalad, so that's not chazi lemilsei, and mamela, would not be bichayef. So this is the breakthrough of the Chamudei Daniel. This chiddush. Because if you're...
Is there a reason in the hallway between the hallway and the closet? Because the hallway people still walk through, whereas the closet people don't.
Oh, so I'm going to point this out. So Josh's ha'ara is like this. And so what requires more clarity is the following. That the Milchat Yitzchak, Dayan Weiss, of the Eid HaRedis, and the formerly from England and from Yerushalayim, you know, Dayan Posen from Washington Heights was a Talmud of the Milchas Yitzchak, so they're all connected. So he says, the Milchas Yitzchak, that even the Chamudei Daniel only means a walk-in closet. Because if you don't walk in, there's no bia, there's no knisa, then what? Then it's not, in other words, the Pasuk says, Beisecha, which the Gemara darshins derech biyoscha. So it has to be a room that, in other words, even if you hold a storage room as chayiv, which is a machlokas rishonim, but, and we assume halacha it is chayiv, but it's only if you walk in there. If you only put your hands in there, and you never walk in there, then even the Chamudei Daniel would not be machayiv. So a lot of closets that we have are not walk-in closets. In other words, we just put our hands in and we get our coat out. But some closets are bigger closets, even though if they're not dalad al, but still walk-in, and therefore they would be chayiv according to the Chamudei Daniel. So that would answer your question. So if you're a purist, like Rav Abadi is a purist, so he says no. Who has a right to, like, you know, we have a concept of this, the Gemara has by Borgenin, by Ibrahim, but who says on a Daraisa level, Mehechi Taisi, to sort of like Dashin and Time of the Cross, so to speak. If this is a shear of Dalet al Dalet, so you can say a nice pilpul and say, oh, it means this, it means that. No.
So if you're a purist, then you come and say it has to be dalal al dalal, and then the conclusion comes to be something that most people don't do. So the Rosh Yeshiva of Ner Yisrael, of Aaron Feldman's son, wrote a sefer on mezuzah, Ogur Ba'olecha, a thick sefer. So he writes that even if we don't totally accept this Chamudi Daniel, but the Minig Olam is at least to accept the first part of the Chamudi Daniel, the Mavar thing. That the Mavar thing, the Beishar thing, he thinks that became Minig Olam to accept, Haraya, that everyone here who has these narrow entrances still puts a mezuzah on their front door, and they're not. It's only if you're a purist that you say, "Oh, you need dalal dalal with no dalal dalal not," and that's zehu, and that's and but the question of the whatchamacallit, the closets, so that, you know, not everyone does, so that became more of a chumrah, but to me, you know, I would tell people that even if they're going to put it on their front door, it's not dalal al dalal. They shouldn't make a bracha, because a bracha you only make when it's, you know, chayiv, you know, kuli alma, you know. But if so, on the front door, which you think is the most, plausible place to put a mezuzah on, you know, and that I told you the Ramah's old minug that he didn't like was that the people just put it on the front door, but nonetheless, it's a question whether you can even, because mehechitais we should, that. So the Chamudi Daniel, Rabbi Elephant said that many people do accept the Chamudi, but like the Ogur Balecha says, v'chol apochos megabe. But gotta be the Mavar one. Okay. Now there is a Rabbi Kiva Eger that is also a popular thing that people discuss, and that is page 5, Rabbi Kiva Eger, right on top of the Pisrei Tshuva, where he says the following: Dalal dal poter dainu mitzaratz musu poter mizuzah v'mechedesh l'ni mechedesh yotzi mecheder hagodol mecheder hakemarchi apesach ahu chay mizuzah mitzarat hagodol. So, let me tell you over the way the Velt says it over. Okay, the way the Oilum says it, because through the hashpah of the Chazon Ish is hashpah, and then perhaps other alternative shotim. So the classical way that people say over the Chamudi Daniel, the Rabbi Kiva Eger rather, is the following. That he says that if you have a room that's not dalad al dalad, so he doesn't go for this Chamudi Daniel. No, he's from the purists. I mean, I don't know, you know, has to be dalad al dalad. But he says like this, that say you have a closet in the room, and it's a walk-in closet, but it's not dalad al dalad. So the Chamudi Daniel says put it on the right going into that closet. Rabbi Kiva Eger says no, it's not dalad al dalad. So the way the Velt says over Rabbi Kiva Eger is that, yeah, but there's a big room, and then there's a closet in the room. So it's not dalal al dalal from the perspective of going from the big room to the closet. But when you go from the closet to the big room, that's dalal al dalal. So therefore, put the mezuzah on the right side going from the closet into what? Into the big room. And that's the Velt, that's the Chazon Ish, is Rabbi Kiva Eger, and that's the way the Velt says it over. Rabbi Willett follows this, and I think in his apartment in Riverdale, he has the kitchen is not dalal al dalal for sure, not according to the Taz, and he has the mezuzah going outside. In other words, it's like a kitchen that we have. You know, you go into the kitchen, but the kitchen is narrow. So then he puts the mezuzah on the right side, going, and that's the Velt says over this Rebbe Kiva Eger.
So of course, if you do that, then you're not following the Chamud Daniel. In other words, there are people in the world, and I strongly recommend not to do this. Put up one mezuzah going that way for the Chamud Daniel, and one mezuzah for Rabbi Akiva Eiger, which is because Marav Shach. You see, if you put two mezuzahs on the same side, that's Baal Tosef. But if you put one mezuzah on this side, the other mezuzah on the other, so one of them is wrong. Marav Shach, one of them is wrong. So therefore, the so it's not Baal Tosef, because one of them is a gorge. So Hashem will decide who's right, and the other one is like it's not there. And you know, this Rabbi Akiva Eiger, Rav Yashiv has a tshuva. He likes this Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Rav Abadi likes this Rabbi Akiva Eiger. But I'm not. I'm from the other school of thought. I am not into this Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Why? I'll tell you why. And then last June, I redid Hilchas Mezuzah. We gave June's Bun Hilchas Mezuzah. I think that Sefer Chesed Lavram says this idea that to me. This Rebbe, the way it's set over, this Rebbe Akiva Eiger, to me, goes against all of Hilchas Mezuzah. Why? Because to me, this is the Yisod that I hopefully it'll come out the Beis Yitzchak one of these days. So I wrote a piece on this. I'll tell you my problem with this. Again, then we'll have to see: is did Rebbe Akiva Eiger really say this or not? But this is the way that, certainly the way the Oilam says over, the Rav Kiva Eiger, the Chazon Ish says over, etc. And it's like this. That the Gemara says, let's see if we have it here, in Menachos. Gemara's Menachos here. Beisecha, okay, you look it up. Beisecha. Derech Biyoscha. You see, there. See if it's here. Okay. Okay, one second. If it's not here, I'll tell you outside. Derech Biyoscha. Meaning, mezuzah is all about going into a room or a house. Derech Biyoscha. That's why, and this halacha for the righties, it's for everybody, even the lefties have to conform to the righties here, and that is why we put it on the right side, because the pasuk says beisecha and the gemara darshan's beisecha derech biyoscha, and when you walk with your right foot first. That's what the gemara says. So even if you're I'm a lefty, so I don't know, I maybe walk with my left foot first, doesn't matter, we have to conform. By tefillin, we could do differently. But by mezuzah, page 27. Page 27. Yeah. Lamedal and Amral of Tanya, Beisecha, Beyoscha, Min Hayemin. Hatolmim, Min Yemin, Oyel Maslot, Talmud, Beischa, Derech Beyoscha, Min Yemin. Dichi Ocker Inish Kare, the Yemina Ocker. In other words, when you walk, so you walk with your right foot first. That's the way you walk. So that's why it's always on the yamin walking in the room. Okay. So let me ask you a question. So here, it's perfect here. So this mezuzah perfect. It's on the right side going in the room. So let me ask you a question. So how come when I walk now from the room, after we finish the shir, we're going to walk from the room out into the hallway. So we should have another mezuzah going from the room into the hallway. Right? So why don't we do that? The answer is, you know why we don't do that? I'll tell you why we don't do that. Because that's called yitziyah. That's not... So the first entrance, that's the bia, and coming out, that's yitziyah. So what I call backtracking is not a chiyuv in mezuzah. Chiyuv in mezuzah is only... frontal. Backtracking is not a chiyuv, because if it would be a chiyuv, then every situation like we have here, there should be a mezuzah coming this way because this is a knisa. And then the answer is no. This is a knisa. That's a yitziyah.
That's Yitzhak. So therefore, same thing with this Rabbi Akiva Eiger. That, in other words, he's saying that you put it from the closet, going on the right, going into the room, Meiritesi, you should do such a thing. That's not a knesset to the room, that's called Yitzhak. So Rabbi Akiva Eiger says, so he explains a little bit more. He says, no, but it's not dalad al dalad, then it's like the outdoors. But l'chora, like Rabbi Konigsberg said, it's not like the outdoors. In other words, when you come from the outdoors in, you come from the outdoors in, that's a knisa. But mehechi teisi, that something that's not dalad al dalad, is when you go from the closet back into the room, that's called Yitzia. That's not called, and Yitzia is not a machayev. So therefore, this whole Rabbi Akiva Eiger always was not. And then I saw when we were doing Mezuzah Be'ian last June that I think it was the Sefer Chesed Lavram. He says it out, Klor, that this same svar which I always thought about for several years. So I finally saw someone who nailed it in and said it like that. So then I was very happy because both Rabbi Akiva Eiger and so in other words, you have to pick and choose Rabbi Akiva Eiger, Chamud and Daniel in such a situation. So Eiger and I tell people I think the whole thing is putter. That was, if it's not dalad al dalad, it's really putter. Like Rabbi Bari says, it's not chayef. So we're knowing to be machmir by beishar, etc. When it comes to closets or a kitchen or something like that, so the whole thing is a chumrah anyway. So then, I have a. Then you could choose the chumrah. So you want to choose to be machmir like this quote Rabbi Akiva Eiger, or do you want to be machmir for the Chamud D'Daniel? So I tell people, meikar din it's patur lagamri, because the Chamud D'Daniel is a chiddush, and Rabbi Akiva Eiger is a chiddush. So if you would ask me which of the two chumras I would prefer, if you would have to pick one of them, I would pick the Chamud D'Daniel over the Rabbi Akiva Eiger. With others, Rabbi Willig, Rabbi Yashiv, others say not like that, but to me it's a compelling, to me the other way, that backtracking, and the Chazon Ish was the one who put this Rabbi Akiva Eiger on the map, and the way he understood the Rabbi Akiva Eiger, etc. Now, Rav Moshe Feinstein did not understand the Rabbi Akiva Eiger this way. And Rabbi Moshe Tuchman himself told me a pshat in Rabbi Akiva Eiger, and then he saw that Rav Moshe in the tshuva said the way he said, and then Rav Moshe rejects it. But if you look carefully, you don't have to read the Rabbi Akiva Eiger that way. Rabbi Akiva Eiger could be saying something else, and that is, maybe you put the mezuzah also from the big room to the closet, going into the closet. But it's chayiv b'tor the big room. The big room is dalal al dalal. So you're putting it on the, and it's chayiv because the big room is dalal al dalal. And that's what he said. So to that, Rav Moshe says, yeah, but the chiyuv of mezuzah is only bia, not yitzia. Say, for example, there is a discussion in the poskim. What if you have an emergency exit? Emergency exit, where it's used only to go out. So what's the story with, or sometimes not necessarily emergency exit. Yeah, you have sometimes apartment buildings and things like that. You have a rotating thing. You go in this door, and that door is only for going out. So is there a chiyuv mezuzah? So Rav Moshe says that he thinks that Rabbi Akiva Eiger really meant to say that there's a chiyuv even on the yitzia. And that's what he meant to say. Not this thing that you go on the right coming out, but the chiyuv on the yitzia. And to that, Rav Moshe says, but that's not, in other words, that's the pshat he gives in Rabbi Akiva Eiger, and he rejects it. Next time you go to Stern College, so you'll see, when you walk in the main building, there's a mezuzah, there's, they have that twirling door, there's a mezuzah going in, and then there's a mezuzah going out. So like this, which is a chiddush. And the next time you're in Florida, in Tower 41, so you'll see, they also have a mezuzah going in, and then the door that people use for exit is going out. So what's the din of it? So there are three possibilities. The door going out, you could say that maybe you put it going out, but that's the Chora, that Moshe thinks that that's not tenable to say such a thing. Rav Shechter once said he thinks that you put it on the exit door going in, even though no one uses it for going in. Rav Abadi thought the whole thing is potter because it's not a chiyah b'chlal. So those are the three possibilities. This is also relevant. Another shaila that comes up is if you live in like the Lower East Side or other places, we have these apartment buildings, and you have a porch, you know, elevated, those, what do you call them, porches, whatever, on the 10th floor, 11th, you know, all the building, they have a little thing coming out of the apartment. So assuming that it's Dalet al Dalet, maybe according to Chaim Noam, maybe, so there's a machlokes poskim, which way do you put the mezuzah? Do you put the mezuzah going from the apartment onto the porch or onto the deck, or do you put it going in? So the Chazon Ish l'shitaso. See, the Chazon Ish, even though it's dal al dal, the Chazon Ish held that, and Rav Abadi holds that the ikar dira is the house. So the porch is nitbal. The only reason why the porch is considered a dira is because it's an extension of the house. So therefore, the Chazon Ish held that all those porches is, the mezuzah goes on the right side from the porch going into the house. And Rav Moshe disagreed. Rav Moshe says it goes from the apartment onto the porch. So the Chazon Ish was l'shitaso, because the Chazon Ish wasn't bothered by the backtracking. In other words, I think unequivocally backtracking should never count. Because if backtracking counts, then so you could say backtracking sometimes counts and sometimes doesn't count. To me, if it doesn't count, in some cases it shouldn't count at all, backtracking. And therefore, since we don't put a mezuzah here, because that's backtracking, so we don't put it, so then we shouldn't put it on the porch also, because the porch, how do you get on the porch? You go from the house onto the elevator, so the 10th floor. So you go from the apartment onto the porch. From the porch back into the house, that's backtracking. So the Chazon Ish wasn't bothered, because in a situation where he felt that it's all nitpal to the house, so he felt that you could put it in that. But if you hold the other way, not like that, that backtracking never counts, so then you always go with the flow of traffic. And the flow of traffic is the first flow. Anything backtracking never counts. So that's what Rav Moshe says. Rav Moshe says that the mezuzah goes, and that's what he supposedly did. Rav Shechter pointed out that Rav Moshe did on the Lower East Side. He put his mezuzah on the right side, going onto the porch, not on the right side, going to the porch back into the apartment. And this applies also the same shaila by a deck. Say you live in suburbia. You don't have a 10th floor building. If you live in suburbia, you have a nice house there with a deck, and there's a sliding door usually going from the house onto the deck. So where do you put the mezuzah? On the right side going from the house onto the deck, or the deck onto the... So some hold that that the deck is only, like Rav Abadi or Chazon Ish, the deck is nitpal to the house. So even though you usually go from the house onto the deck, and not vice versa, but still, but if you're a Rav Moshe, he'll know that the derech hiluch is the first hiluch. It's not the backtracking. And the mele, it'll always go from the house onto the deck, on the right side going from the house to the deck, and not from the right side going from the deck back into the house. But that's the now another important point in Hilchos Mezuzah is that it has to be a makom dira. So what's called, right, the Gemara says in Psachim Adav Daled,
There's a shayla ala socher. Who has the chiyuv to put up the mezuzah? The socher, the maskir. Who has a chiyuv? So the Gemara says that's the socher, because mezuzah chovas hadar. It's a chova on the person who's going to live there. Take a look. I don't know if I put it in, but daladam, excuse me, daladam and aleph. In Pesachim. And there, Rashi makes his famous comment that the mezuzah is for shmirah. That's why, in other words, someone called me the other day and said, you know, they had a lot of bad mazel. This happened, that happened, a whole bunch of things happened, and the question is, should we check the mezuzahs? That was the, should we check the mezuzahs? So I told them, you know, I think you should learn a little bit more, give some tzedakah. In other words, if the mezuzahs, you have a suffix that you bought it from a reliable place, so then in a hanami, you should check it, because maybe they were never good in the first place. But if you did, so you have a chazaka that it's okay. You know, the halacha is, it says in Shulchan Aruch, that you have to check mezuzahs twice in 7 years, which could be a very burdensome task. So Rav Shechter says over from Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, you have to check exactly what he said, but the general idea is that that Bezman Hazeh, that most of mezuzahs are inside the house, temperature controlled. It's not like the old days that they didn't have heating, and they didn't have, so in the winter it was really cold, in the summer, so there was no temperature control, so then you could have to be choshish that in the middle of the winter, on a nice cold night, it froze over, you know, and your mezuzah froze over. So he thought, Shechtem Shem Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, that maybe Bezman Hazeh this halacha wouldn't apply, which is a bit cooler, only to maybe the outdoor ones. But the ones inside the house wouldn't apply. So therefore I told him not to check the mezuzahs. Unless he really thought that he bought them from an, you know, some people, again, the reason why they have to check it was they never got it from a good source in the first place, so they should check it. But if you know you got it from a good source, and then it's a question of only did it get ruined, so then the probability of getting ruined is not so great that some poskim, as we said, hold that maybe that chova wouldn't apply.
Where did the idea originate from that it could be related to mezal?
Well, Rashi there in Pesachim Adav Dalet says that the reason why the mezuzah is a chova on the, in other words, who's a chova? I own the house and I rent it out to you. So who has the chova to put up the mezuzah? Me who owns the house, or the guy who's living in the house who rented it out? So the Gemara says chova sadar. It's a chova on the person that's living there, not the person who's not living there who just rented it out. And Rashi explains, because mezuzah is l'shmira, so therefore the guy who needs the shmira is the guy who's there. He needs the shmira. Whatever. So Lubavitcher Rebbe was very big in, you know, checking mezuzahs if something happened. Okay, but you know, what can I tell you? You have to make sure you have kosher mezuzahs. So you should get it from a reliable source to make sure that from the get-go that you have good mezuzahs. So it has to be a mokum of dira. So the so the Shulchan Aruch talks about chanuyos. Page 11. Reish Peivav Yud Aleph. Sukkos HaChag B'Chag. So what's the din? Does a sukkah need a mezuzah? So it's a machlokas tanoim. There's one opinion. Rabbi Yehuda says a sukkah needs a mezuzah.
So we hold not. So why? What's the machlokes? Everyone agrees that sukkah is only for 7 days. So Shita holds his potter because it's a diras harai, and diras harai is potter. So Rabbi Huda holds what? Holds sukkah is not 7 days. He also holds it 7 days. So what's his Shita? So one of the Sfarim, Mordechai Mann, I think, wrote in one of his Sfarim, he says, no, he holds the pshat is that since the Torah is machayiv, the mitzvah, that's machshiv, it to be like a keva. Because the Torah is mitzvah on that. So that gives it a... But we don't hold from that Sfar. In other words, we hold the bottom line is 7 days, and then Habayi Shebesfin v'Chanuyos Shebeshvakim Peturim. So a Chanuyos, that's you have a storefront, whatever. So it's Potter. It's Potter from Mezuzah, because so the Taz says you love Diras Nino, because it's not a Dira. You don't live there. Im Yoshim Sham Behem B'Chol Hayom. Even though your store might be open from 9 to 5, but the bottom line is, Kevin Einem Shambalaila, Mikri Arai. Since you're not there at night, it's Arai. So, according to that, many posts can hold that a lot of things that we have, like offices and stores and things like that, even if we put mezuzahs up, but then they're really Mokum Dira, so they might technically not might be Chayiv, and certainly not with a Bracha.
For its purpose, you walk in there.
Oh. Well. So, Harav here is asking an excellent question. So, let me tell you something. So, let me give you the following answer. Look on page 10. Page 10 is Resh Pei Vav Beis. Beis HaTeven, Beis HaEitzim, Beis HaBokar Chayovim. What's the din if you use something for storage? What's the din? Are you Chayiv in Mezuzah or you Potter? So the Machlokas Rishonim. So the Rosh says you Chayiv and the Rambam says you Potter. Storage is Chayiv. So there's some poskim hold the following, and this I saw in different sources. Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky writes like this. Someone wrote a sefer about Mechitzas Rabbeinu, or Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky. It's sort of similar to Rav Shechter's, like Pnine Harav or Rav Salavei or Nefesh Harav. So they wrote a similar type of sefer, Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, and in that sefer. And then Rav Abadi told me the same thing, the same svara, and the Debrat Zina has a similar svara, and that is, no, you have to start off as a mokum dira, and dira means human beings, and the only reason why a storage place is chayev is because that's part of your living quarters. But say, for example, you know, you always ride on the highway. There's always these billboards. You ever see the billboard storage? You know, the storage places. So these posts can hold that a storage place which is divorced from residence is not chayev in mezuzah, even according to this opinion. So it's even according to the opinion of Shulchan Aruch that Beis HaOtzar is chayev, but it's also it has to be a makom dira. So what you asked. The Chamudi Nilsel Chazil Dira, Chazil Milse, but it has to be Chazil Milse of Dira. In other words, the core is it has to be Dira. If there's no Dira there, then not. No Dira, then not. So places that are not so technical. So Lamaisa, you know, people, like, say, for example, a base class. So Beis Knesses is not chayiv in Dira. It's not chayiv in Mezuzah. Because we don't live there. It's not a Mokum Dira. The Gemara says that the Shamas, yeah, page 10. Page That's the Yesho Dira L'Shum Odom Chayiv Mezuzah. Right, in the old days, you know, I grew up in a shul, you know, now it's not so common, but the shuls I grew up with, it was, every shul had three clergy. They had the rabbi, the chazan, and the shamus. And the shamus role became, I guess people, you know, that's not so common in the shuls today. There was usually like an older European man, and he was in charge of sometimes the Bal Korei, and he was in charge of getting the Lulav and Esrog for everybody, and he was in charge of sending out the Yortzeit cards to remind everyone, and he was the shamus of the shul. All the big shuls had it, and today it's like it's a waning profession. You should know, unbelievable. You should know, to me, it's like mind-boggling that when Rav Moshe Feinstein came to America, the only thing he aspired to be is just a shamus in a shul. You know, he says, "Who am I? European? I'll be a shamus." You know, he wasn't thinking he's going to be the Gadol Hador. He'll be a shamus in the shul. You know, it's an amazing thing. You know, a shamus in the shul. But the shuls today, it's a whole different. So in the old days, so in my day, the shamus, you know, had his own house also. But the old days, the shamusim, they used to live in the shul. That's where that was the residence. So if the shamus lived in the shul, so then the shul would have chayiv and mezuzah. But today, no one lives in our shuls today, so it's not a makom dira. So it's potter.
Why is Glock or First
any of
these places
having
mezuzah? Nobody
sleeps here. Right. Right, so it could be in a Hanami. You know, it became a thing that any Jewish Mossad, you know, puts it up. All the shuls cannot have it, mezuzahs, but the Shulchan Aruch says not that way. So, just looks Jewish to do it, but in a chanami, if you don't have the, you know, and it's a question, maybe we shouldn't do it, but lemaisa,
Does anybody argue that dira could be defined also by chila, like in other contexts?
Right. Oh, so 1 second. Now, there is another din in Shulchan Aruch. Page 5. Sif Yud. Reish Pei Vav Yud. Beis Medrash Potter Mezuzah. But then he says, V'yesh Omrim She Beis Medrash Chayiv Mezuzah. So what's the story with the Beis Medrash? So let's just clarify one thing. We'll see if the Shach clarifies. Another thing that from my youth. And this you could probably relate to also, that a lot of the big shuls, you know, unfortunately, not as many people who come on Shabbos and Yontif come during the weekday. So, what the big shuls were, they had the main shul which were used on Shabbos, and on the weekday they use another room which they call the Beis Medrash. Somehow they call that the Beis Medrash, and this the shul. So that has no halachic bearing. That the fact that you call this room the Beis Medrash as opposed to. So the Shach says the Beis Medrash we're talking about. Look what the Shach writes in your test. So cut your test. Lo dami the Beis Knesset Lael. Deinu chayiv mezuzah and kim yeshu Beis Dira. The Beis Medrash kevin shatalmidim yoshvim bo min haboker v'ad ha'erev dom ladira. He says it has to be a Beis Medrash that like in the yeshiva that people are there like the whole day. You know, so there. It's chayiv in mezuzah, maybe because it's what? It's similar to a dira, even though you technically don't live there and you don't necessarily eat there or sleep there, but it's preoccupied, most of the day. So it's similar to a dira. So maybe there's a chayiv. So that's why it's different than the Beis Knesset. So Beis Medrash, but even the Beis Medrash is not as a body point that is not so partial. But it's there's a famous Rush that the Rush says that the Maram Rutenberg used to not have a mezuzah in his base medrash. And then during the afternoon, where he would be dozing off and take a little schnooze there in the base medrash, so we have the Rosh here, the Ruchos Raos would disturb him. And then one day he put up a mezuzah here, yeah, on page 14. The Chaim Beis Medrash of Shalom in Rutenberg Hayaba mezuzah. Meaning originally he didn't have a mezuzah, and the Ruchos Raos would bother him. Then he put up a mezuzah, and it was all good. So that's what Rav Abadi once said to me, like Meikar Meikasover, you know, like the Suk, you know, it's a funny type of thing. So the Shulchan Aruch quotes it as a Yesh Omrim, that it's Dum Yedidira, but most of the things that are not real diras, you know, with somebody's office, even though there's some lawyers that are probably in their office more than their own homes, you know, or different. I had a wedding. This wasn't so bad. I had a wedding. I came home. I was in the elevator, 1 o'clock in the morning, coming from a chasna. Somebody else in the building was in the same elevator, so we were comparing notes. So I'm saying, I'm coming from a chasna. He says, I'm coming from work. So, but 1 o'clock is not so bad, you know. People who are in certain professions are there, you know, much more than 1 o'clock in certain busy seasons.
What about
cars?
According to the Chabad Tzadik, if people sleep there occasionally,
they're
camping.
Where?
In a car. Yeah,
but a car, like the Gemara says, is something that moves, so it's like a sfina, like so that same halacha sukkas chag b'chag. So we don't put a. Yeah.
How about this room?
Yeah. So.
The library or any of the classrooms.
Yeah. So there's a lot to say that they didn't wouldn't need. There's one yeshiva in Lakewood that Rav Abadi's Talmud is that they don't have. But nice that we put them up because it just doesn't. But it's to make a bracha here would be a very, you know, the fact that it's up is a chiddush, you know, to make a bracha shalom, because it could be meikar din. It's not really necessary. It's not a makam. It's not a makam dira. Yeah, Ike, you want to say something? Right, if it's not chayiv, it wouldn't be a problem to take it down. But a lot of times people, you go to people's homes and there are a lot of different rooms that there's a real chiv medina and that people don't have it. And then all the places where there's no chiv and they do have it.
Yeah. But based on what we're saying, Pierre, that these rooms are used most of the day and we don't have to be smadvish for this yeshom.
Yeah, maybe. Are they? I don't know.
Maybe
some are more than others. Yeah. Okay, but I wouldn't make a bracha. I mean, even when they, you know, when they had the hachnasa, the Chanukas Habayis of the Gluck, center, and I think President Joel put up the mezuzah on the front door. So what bracha did he make? Did he make a bracha? I think Hatov Meitiv. I think that was the. Minatova Meitiv. Because Bona buys Chodosh, and it's for many people, more than one, it's not for one person. So he made that was the bracha they made, Tova Meitiv on the Gluck. Talking about the Gluck Center, so the base medrash there is a Shaila, because in order to be chayiv in mezuzah, you need shtei mezuzahs and a mashkov, or at least one mezuzah and a mashkov. So, mezuzah means so the ultimate mezuzah is a mold. This is a perfect door. It's a mold. It's perfect, right? So the mice. What if there's no mold? Like in a lot of people's houses, they have archways. There's no mold. So Rav Soloveitchik. So we put up mezuzahs even if there's no mold. So when I wrote my sefer on Erevin, so
So this is very related to Erevin, because it's a concept of Pesach, Tzuras HaPesach. So I wanted... So I had heard from somebody that Rav Soloveitchik in his own home, if there was no mold, he didn't put up a mezuzah. He felt maybe the Rambam held that way. There's a Ritzvah and Erevin that maybe says like that. So I checked with Rabbi Ganak, and he confirmed that. So when I quote in my Sefer, I quote have down for posterity, that shita, that even though that's not Rav Chaim Kanievsky doesn't think it's right, he thinks that even the Rishonim that said it then meant, because it's not nikar that it's a Pesach, but if it's clearly nikar that it's a Pesach, even if it doesn't have the mold. But Rav Soloveitchik was a purist in that sense, talking about different purists. So he's a purist. If you don't have the mold, there's not chayav mezuzah. So so you have if you have an archway in the house, you would say mikar din. There's no chayav. So we don't hold like that. We hold that that you should have mezuzah even if there's no mold, as long as there's a Pesach. It's a Pesach. So what is a Pesach? So you mean if it would come, say we wouldn't have a mold, but they're coming to each other. You have two sides that are coming to each other, and then there's an opening in between. So, but what if you have a ches, the letter ches, and for picture a room, the shape of a ches, two sides and a ches. So there's nothing coming out. So that's called sof kosa. So the Rush says that Sof Kosel is also chayiv in mezuzah. Because Sof Kosel, that's all, even though there's nothing coming out. Others disagree and say, no, you need something coming out, coming into the ruach. Here it's parts mimiluo, it's a ches, it's totally open on the fourth side. So that's a machlokas, whether you put it, whether a ches requires a mezuzah or not. The room is a ches. The room is a ches. So the opening of the room is that opening of the ches. So there's nothing, and there's a mashkof on top, but there's nothing jutting out from the sides. Right, but do we say that the sof kosel, yeah, it's called the mezuzah. So, we don't have anything to write here, do we? Are we rolling? Do we have a pen? One of these? Yeah, he has. All right, we're going. I'm not afraid. Oh, you got to write with us on the board? No, I just want to make sure that we're not open to me. So this is the ches. So this would be sof kosel. You could put it that you're walking in this way, so you could put here. Then the question is, what if it's like this? The ches is like this. So would we say that since it was if it's just like this, so it's a sof kosel. But what a lot of the rooms, a lot of apartments, it's a sof kosel, but then it's not like a ches, but then then it goes the other direction. So is that called a sof kosel or not? So Rav Chaim Kanievsky, in his Sefer on Mezuzah, he has a psak from Rav Gedalia Nadel. You ever heard of Rav Gedalia Nadel? He was one of the big Talmidim of the Chazon Ish. And he supposedly wrote this interesting Sefer on Chumash, that is very interesting. He was one of the big Talmidim of the Chazon Ish. He was one of the few people that contemporaries that Rav Chaim Kanievsky will quote in his Sefer. So he says that, but if it goes, I think, if I'm not mistaken, Dalet Amos this way, so then you can't call it. And this, I discussed this with Rav Chaim Kanievsky once, this Shiloh. So it says, well, if it goes this way, so then it's not the Sof Kosel. If it's just a little bit. So then that's called a lot of apartments have this Shiloh, that there's nothing coming out, but it's the end of the coastal, but then it turns. So is that still chayiv? So he thought if it turns too much, then it's not a sof kosel anymore. Then it wouldn't be chayiv even according to the Rush.
So you wouldn't say a bracha, a grace is
machlokas? Wait, we don't say
we'll get to it in a second. We won't. Anyway, we'll see in a second. So, but in the Gluck, so the door that's near the bathroom, so that's mamish nothing. It's not a self kosel. In other words, they put a door in the middle of the wall. Whereas the wall continues, and then there's a door here, and there's nothing coming out of the door. So there's no zero mezuzahs. Maybe a mashkin, but zero mezuzahs. So it's like putting a mezuzah in the middle of the wall. So that's what it is. So that's what the... So the car, that's not kayev according to anybody. So then there's a question, you know, Rav Moshe has a tshuva, if you put up a mezuzah, then you're really not kayev. So Rav Moshe's makel that it's not called a bizoyan or whatever. Rav Shechter pointed out there's a medrash that says... is crying that you should put me in a place where, but it's not a, and the, on the other side, Rav Shechter pointed out, could be there's a sof kosel there on the other side where Rav Shechter sits on the other side. But the first of the is not chayiv according to anybody. So it's, I mean, assuming that a base metric is chayiv according to the shach and this, but. Rabbi Rakefet was here last year for like a week, or 2 weeks, or something. He was here a long time, so we got to. He's a great person to schmooze with. You want to schmooze? He's one of the best people to. You know, it's good to have. He has a concept of the history of the yeshiva. You know, people walk in here, they think the yeshiva just started 3 years ago. You know the whole. So we were schmoozing. So he pointed out to me that there's a tshuva that Rav Moshe wrote him. His name used to be Rothkopf in America. And he Rakefet, and you go to Israel, you call yourself Rakefet, but in America, it's Rothkopf. So he said that Rav Moshe, he has a tshuva in Igros Moshe that was written to him on mezuzah. So what was the tshuva? Tshuva was about the following. You've all seen this. You go to someone's house. They have these little mezuzahs there on the front door. A little mezuzah. It's painted over probably with 10 coats of paint. You know, from... And who knows what's under there. You know, because it was there. I mean, was it ever good? Did the 10 coats of paint ruin it? And 10 coats of paint is... And this was what he... So he had such a thing when he lived in the Bronx. You know, and so what was his question to Rav Moshe? He said like this, I have no idea what's under there. He said, you know what, so can I just buy another mezuzah, I'll put it on. And zel. And if it's, you know, instead of having to dig to get under the 10 coats of paint and remove this mezuzah and check it, could I just put up a new mezuzah? So Rav Moshe said, absolutely not. Because that's what we said before, because that's a shayla of baltos. Because if it's good, then it's baltos. If you have one on this side, one on that side, in the opposite direction. So there are poskim that say to do that, which is weird, we don't do that. You know, I wouldn't recommend anyone putting one mezuzah on this side and another mezuzah on that side in the same doorway. It's just weird. You got to be makriya. What it is. Say, for example, and we generally assume that it's a concept of, thank you, of Knisa. And Knisa, many poskim say is Derech Hiluch. Some say the room that's more used more often is called the Knisa. And Chabad has this idea, if this would be a Lubavitcher institution, so the mezuzah would be on the right side going, because whichever way the door opens, that's the way they call Knesset. That's called Heketzir. So most poskim, like Rav Shechter pointed out, hold the Heketzir is only a factor if you're not sure which is the Knesset, because traffic goes both ways and you have to break the tie. So whichever way the door opens, that's the tiebreaker to say which way you go. But Chabad, they have this thing that Heker Tzir. So in a Chabad institution, they would put the mezuzah going out because the door opens out. And that's the Haketzira. And that's the only, you should know, that's the only siman that's really brought in the Gemara. That's the only siman brought in the Gemara, is Haketzira. But most poskim assume that was only meant when everything else is even. And so then that's the tiebreaker. It wasn't meant as the most important thing. And they hold, no, this is the only thing mentioned, so this is what counts. Except even Rav Yehuda Marla, who I spoke to many years ago, he used to be one of the poskim of Chabad. So he told me that, that except for the front door, they won't do it by the front door. By the front door, even if it would open out, they would still put it in. But everything else, so they once asked the Rebbe. What did they ask the Rebbe? How can you say that this is it goes that way? That's not the Hiluch. So the Rebbe said, because theoretically you can come in through the window. So since theoretically you can come through the window, you can view this as the Hiluch. So that's a whole question. Would you still do that if you're a Rebbe? Maybe you can come in through the window. they say the Rebbes used to go through the walls even. But at least the Chatshi can come in through the window. So if you see that in the Lubavitcher Institution, you'll understand that that's what the Shita is based on. Rav Moshe has another fabulous chiddush. Say your traffic's going both ways. So we said you go with the flow of traffic. If you can't, which room is used more? And the tiebreaker is what? Which way the door opens? But what if it's a sliding door? And so we have nothing to break the tie. So what do you do? What do you do? So you know what Ramosha says? Meikir din's potter. Because he says that derech knisa, it has to be nikur what the knisa is. And if it's not nikur, what is it? Meikir din's potter. That's a chiddush. So if Shechta said over from Rav Belsky, that Rav Belsky would have the shy, he would speak to Rav Moshe, and Rav Moshe would say, so what did you do? And whatever way you do, he said, okay, leave it there. Because but Lamaisa, he writes in the Tshuva, Rav Moshe has a lot of lumdus in his Tshuvas. He was a very lumdusha Tshuvas, Rav Moshe. And he says svaras. He says, Rav Moshe says svaras but Rav Moshe, like Rav Shachter said, Rav Moshe nukula kol haTorah kula. So he can paskin with svaras. See, probably you paskin with a svara, then someone else shows you that it's a Mishnah, and it's against your svara. So Rav Moshe knew everything. So he'll have a pshat in the Mishnah. You might not like his pshat, but it's not like he missed the Mishnah. And like Rav Nissen Alper once said, he believes that any Rishon Acharon, up and including the Marshah, you can never get them. Any Kiddush they say, you can't get them on a Gemara or a. And he said, and you think you have a Gemara against them? He says, give me a sabbatical, he said, and give me a room in the Belfer someplace, and I'll find your Teretz, and it'll be a good one. So if you're going to say chidushim like that, like Rav Moshe Feinstein, he matter eishes ish based on, you know, there's a famous tshuva about the shoita. There's a guy who was married, and the halacha is, if you're a shoita, you can't megarish your wife. So this guy, he thought he was like Adam HaRishon Kodem HaChet. So he would walk around without clothing, and he would do things that were really... So I think he's a prime candidate to be called a shoita. And Rav Moshe, but everything else, if you talk to him about anything else in the world, you'd have a rational conversation with him, it would be fine. In other words, he wasn't an irrational person. But Gabi, this one Nakuda, he thought, so anything else that followed from this one Nakuda was this. So Rav Moshe paskined that he could give the get. He could give the get. There's a shoita dover echad. And like Rav Shechter likes to point out, the Cheltas Yoav writes that every bar be'rav Chad Yoma knows that Shota Dover Echad is called a Shota. So, but Rav Moshe said it, others say it like that also, but Rav Moshe could say a Chiddush to matter in Eishes Ish, Lashuk, But that's because he knew Kol HaTorah Kula. And even though you have kashas, he'll have a teretz on it. But that's why, you know, to say a chiddush, you can say a chiddush for a shir, anyone can say a chiddush for a shir, that's, you know, but to say a chiddush and paskin like on the chiddush, that's a different darka. And Rav Moshe's svarim says a lot of chiddushim. So this is a chiddush that he says that this door, it's not nikar, which is the knesim, which is the yitzia, so therefore it's potter. Okay. There's a lot to say still, but okay. Yeah. Another point that you have to realize is that let's just talk about two things. It has to be the Shlish Elyon. The mezuzah has to be on the Shlish Elyon. It means the bottom of the top third. If it's any lower than that, it's potter. Any lower than the top third is not potter. You're not yotze. So, and I think Rabbi Ephraim Greenblatt writes in the tshuva, and for a little child's room, you don't say, well, he's a little kid. He only comes up to here. So let's put the mezuzah here for him. No, if you do that, you're mevatel the mitzvah.
The top third from the top of any door.
So it's doing the thirds. It's the bottom of the top third, but the whole thing has to be within the top third. If it's any part of it is below that, you're not yotze. And any time you put a mezuzah within a tefach of the mashkof is also, that's too high. So there's a too high and a too low. So there is a shach on page 33 in Sifkot and Dalet. So what if you have a very tall doorway? So the top third, you know, you've seen that on the library in the first floor by the elevators. You go further than the elevators. There's like a couple of tall doors. So you put it on the top, it's going to be very high. So do we say, okay, so what? Well, we say no. The whole point of the mezuzah is, like the Rambam says at the end of Hilchas Mezuzah, is that we should see the mezuzah and think about Hashem. And that's the whole Shmira. It's all about that. But if it's the top of the third, so the Shach quotes a Yushalmi. There's Yushalmi, I believe, in Megillah, that says if it's tall, you put it shoulder height. Even though the shoulder height will be lower than the top third. So that's what the Shach says. And that is the accepted psak, except for Chacham Rav Avadi Yosef, who writes the Tshuva in the Abi Omer that we shouldn't paskin like that. It's only Yushalmi, the Bavli doesn't hold, never said such a thing, and the Bavli only says the din of Shlish Elyon, and therefore it's not true. And therefore we shouldn't not halacha. So we don't assume like what Rav Avadi Yosef says. That we assume that if it's a tall thing, the question is how tall is tall. Some say if it's over, you know. So there's a chiddush that's brought down. I heard it from Rav Avadi, but then I saw Chazon Ish said similar in Orchas Rabbeinu, and then I found it in the Nesivos that says like it also. And the upshot of it is like this. So I always used to think that the two tracks in Hilchas Mezuzah, the Shlish Elyon track, and then there's the Bein Ksefayim track. And when you have a regular door, Shlish Elyon. When it's a tall door, it's Ksefayim. So Rav Avadi told me, and then I saw the Chazon Ish in the Sefer Orchas Rabbeinu. Orchas Rabbeinu is a person who was close to the Stipler. That was his name, Horowitz. He was Shlomo Zalman's brother-in-law, right? He was very close with the Stipler. The Stipler told him to write two books, two svarim. So told him. He did not tell him to write Orchas Rabbeinu, that he wrote it. He told him to write two books, one on Hilchas Yichud and one on lefty tefillin. You know, what's the luck if you're a lefty and you write with one hand, and you do this, and you play paddleball with the other one, and you know, And so those, he wrote those two books, because the Stifler told him to write those two books, those two Sfarim. So they write there, where Rav Avadi said it over, and the Chazanish seemingly said the same thing in the Tzivos as well, is that Shlish Elyon is just that what normally is Bein HaKsefayim. It's not two dinim. It's Shlish Elyon is a taich in the normal Bein HaKsefayim. And the point is, so you should notice the mezuzah when you're coming in. So if it's shoulder height, you're going to see it when you because your head is right above your things. So you're going to see it. It's not that two dinim. It's that it should be niker. It should be noticeable. So Mela, when you put it, if it's too tall, so then the Shlisha Elyon is not going to be Bein HaKsefayim. So then the ultimate thing is the Bein HaKsefayim. That's what it says, the Chazanish was. So the Maisa, unless it's a tall door, I wouldn't recommend that you just put a Bein HaKsefayim. You should measure it to be on the top of the bottom of the top third. But Lamaisa, that could be an interesting taich, that it's really one, it's one din. It's one din. You see, another area you have this halacha, you see that you're allowed to put a mezuzah in the wall, right? You can put a mezuzah in Eretz Israel, you see that. In America, you don't see that. You have the Jerusalem stone, right? And you see the mezuzah inside the wall. But the halacha is that if you plaster it over and you can't see it, then you're not yotze, because the mezuzah has to be noticeable. Because the whole point of the mezuzah is that you can see it, you think about Hashem, you see about it. So if it's not noticeable, so the same thing over here. If the mezuzah is going to be, the Shlish Elyon is going to be not in your purview of sight, then that's already too high. That's not, therefore, that's what Rabbi said, and the Chazanish, I think, similar, and the Nesivus as well. And that's Pshat and Yerushalmi. Again, Rav Avadi Yosef was a purist in another way. He said, no, we tell him. And he says, we shouldn't pass him like Yerushalmi, against the Shach. But I think he's outvoted on that. I think most of Poskim hold, even if you want to say it's not exactly the same din. Even if we want to say this taich, but the mice, we do follow this Yerushalmi quoted in the Shach, and we put it. Yeah. Someone had a question? Okay, I mean, you know, there's a lot more to say, but I think we at least have a haskalah here. So, and if you want to discuss anything more, many years ago I wrote this article in English. I write more in Hebrew these days, but. I wrote an article for the Chavrusa, that's the Rabbinic Alumni. It was written in September 1991 on Ilan Yonei Mezuzah. So it has a summary of. We didn't discuss rentals, we didn't discuss everything, but we discussed a lot. So we should come back another time and we can do more. Okay.